Hey everybody, welcome to Pro Photo Minute. It's Gavin Syme. Hope you all had a great Christmas. Just a couple days after, coming up to the new year here. And today I want to talk a little bit about posing. Real quick, I mean, we could talk for hours about this and do, I've been meaning to do an actual Pro Photo Show episode on it. But I want to talk today about posing groups. I think this is a weak area for a lot of photographers. And I'm just on my way back to the studio from a session and was really trying to think, okay, how can we do creative? You know, I was doing a group session of a family and just want to really do something different. And we tend to fall in this rut. You know, here's where I stood. I do senior portraits and weddings and, you know, more comfortable with those. It's less people. It's less intimidating. And so here I'd be doing all this cool cinematic stuff. A lot of you guys have seen my work on my websites. And, you know, wide cinematic stuff, stuff that looks great, big, printed on the wall, that kind of thing. And then coming into my groups, I would tend to get in this rut of, you know, wedding formals. You know, just line them up and kick them out before, you know, we run out of time and the kids start screaming and the dogs run away. And this past year, I really started saying, okay, it doesn't have to be this way. Because I was actually to the point where I didn't really want to be doing groups that much because I didn't feel like they were creative. And for some reason, I was missing it. That you don't have to do groups in a boring way. And when I really started to get it is last spring when I went to Kim Whitmire's wall portrait conference. Now, the conference, we were talking more about selling wall portraits than posing them, but we did cover, you know, both the aspects. And when I look at, you know, big, beautiful family portraits like Ken has done over the years, and other people too, but I saw him there in person in his studio, and it started to make sense, and it clicked with me. Why am I doing boring things with groups? I can expand out and I can really have fun with family portraits. And because of the way I shoot them, because you go cinematic and big and beautiful, people are going to want big, beautiful prints and canvases for the wall. So that harkens back to marketing, though that's a topic for another day. But I'm talking about the posing. So, you know, I have, there's some great books out there. If you get on Amazon and look for posing books, there's, you know, books for posing groups, and a lot of the stuff crosses over from individuals and couples, but the challenge is increased when you get a group. And I think that's what a lot of us run into is, in my case, you know, I would get into a group and stiffen up. And my creativity would not be so free and just moving around and doing things. I would just kind of be like, okay, this is all I'm comfortable with. And not that I would never do anything creative with a group or a bridal party or something like that, because I would. But especially, you know, the larger the group, the more intimidating it got. And I'm really taking the other approach of, you know, we can do the cool, cinematic, wide, fun, energetic, creative things that we would do with a senior or a bride or a couple or, you know, something. All that kind of stuff can cross over to families and large groups. We can make it fun. Sure, you can still pose them in a group. You might do a kind of a classic pose, but then maybe you'll just have them walking down the road, or maybe they have a farm. Maybe you want to put them out sitting on the tractor with, you know, horses grazing in the field, or maybe you want to, you know, maybe they have their own airplane. You want to, you know, I saw a portrait where people were sitting on the wings of the plane and standing in front. They don't all have to be bunched together. You know, you can make it wide. And all that does is make it, you know, yes, it's a wider scene, but it looks great because you make it big, and now it's like a piece of art. It's that much better. But on the posing side, I mean, look for angles, look for lines. Don't just line everybody up in a row. One thing I'm learning is triangles. You really want to look for triangles. That's kind of a classic rule of posing groups of, you know, make triangles out of the head. So you kind of got, you know, the threesomes. I mean, position your people so you have as many triangles as you can in that group. What that does is it gives you lines and angles that are pleasing. Look for the S-curve in the pose. I mean, try and do things with people's bodies, the way they're sitting, the way they're standing, whatever they're doing, so that their body looks natural. Get that kind of Hogarth's line of beauty, that S-curve that looks really good. And, you know, the more you do this, and I'm certainly, you know, in my work too, the more you pose a large group, the easier it's going to get, the more natural it is. But what I realized is I have to step outside of that box and I have to say, yes, I'm going to spend the extra time. They're not going to freak out that I'm taking a little longer. They're paying me to make them a great portrait. I have to step out and do something really cool to make an amazing portrait. And from now on, I mean, that's my mindset in making group and family portraits. It's going to be a beautiful wall portrait. It's going to be creative. It's not just going to be line them up and kick them out. So just some things to think about. You know, there's lots more we can talk about on this, but that gives you some stuff to kick around. Hey, we'll catch you later. You can find me at SimeStudios.com, SEIMStudios.com.